Hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and it's time for a 5-Minute Friday. I'm going to talk about Ozempic because, well, actually, guess what? Ozempic is about to be old news. According to an article in the Atlantic Monthly, a great article written by Yasmin Tayag, there's a huge explosion in obesity drugs on the horizon, and Ozempic is about to be old news. As you guys know from our previous podcast, I love Ozempic. I like Wegovy, Mounjaro. These products definitely have an amazing role in shaping the future health of America, getting rid of obesity, improving people's dependency on hypertension, diabetes, drugs, and just really reteaching appetite to the body. So these products belong to a class of medicines called GLP-1 agonists, and they've been around for several years, some of them close to 20 years. Remember these drugs, the Ozempic class of drugs, they mimic the hormone GLP-1, the glucagon-like peptide 1. Let me give you a little review, your physiology review. They bind to its receptor in the body, and that triggers a sense of fullness, that feeling of fullness like you just ate. It also slows the release of food from the stomach. It increases your insulin secretion, keeps your blood sugar in check. That's why Ozempic was indicated for a diabetes drug. But you don't have to be diabetic to benefit from these anti-obesity drugs. And Ozempic is great. It's still intended as a diabetes drug, but because people are losing weight with it, that's what the trend has caught on. Now, Ozempic is about to be old news, according to this article. Already, the pharmaceutical companies are making drugs that are better and better. They're getting better over time. Right now, there's a product called Saxenda, a daily injection of Saxenda, also called liraglutide. It was approved by the FDA in 2014, and it leads to 5 to 10% weight loss, total body weight loss in most cases. One of the reasons semaglutide took off in a way that liraglutide didn't is semaglutide products like Ozempic can lose up to 20% of your body weight. Now that we have a shot that's just once a week, instead of having to do a daily medicine, people are really taking notice. These products are just getting better and better. People who took Wegovy, one of the other new semaglutide analogs, have 60% more improvement on the Wegovy experience. Why is that? Certain drugs have better effects because weight loss and obesity is so complex. There's so much psychology that goes into it. There's so much that's driven by appetite and your hunger and drive for food. Some people taking Wegovy have described that it inhibits kind of obsessive behavior and constant focus on food. So it changes your headspace so that you no longer, as soon as you walk into a room, you're like, oh my God, what's that food? I have to eat it. Even if your body's not hungry, you're psychologically eating with your brain. Wegovy even has been shown in some patients to reduce the drive and urge to drink, to reduce alcoholism tendencies, to reduce kind of that urge and desire to have drugs even. So it's interesting that it suppresses that appetite-driven behavior that we have. And the next generation of drugs is even going to do more. I don't know if you've heard of Mounjaro. This is known generically as tirzepatide. This is also a diabetes drug from Eli Lilly, and it's expected to be approved soon by the FDA for use for weight loss specifically. So some of the studies show that even up to 50 to 60% of patients who took the drug at the highest dose had sustained weight loss of 20% of their body weight. So this is going to be a game-changing process. For those of us that have difficulty controlling our weight, or we've tried everything, including diet and exercise, this is just definitely a way to climb the hill and get over the hump of getting rid of that centripetal visceral body fat. Centripetal weight that you put on in your midsection in your 40s, 50s, and 60s. That's the age where it's so difficult. Your metabolism slows. So as good as you are, as much intermittent fasting as you're doing, sometimes you may notice that you have a good experience when you're given a jumpstart product, something like a Mounjaro, a Wegovy, or an Ozempic. People on Mounjaro, according to this article, tended to lose weight more quickly and generally have a better experience. And these drugs are not so cheap. I know when I was prescribed Mounjaro, the price, and even with Wegovy, the price was like close to $1,000 a month. And your health is worth it, for sure. But many of the programs that the companies offer are for patient experience and patient assistance. You can sometimes sign up for those on the website where they will help you with the cost of the drug, and you can get your monthly drug dose, sometimes with very low amounts, like $25 a month. Not all the products have it, but some do. So check into that. And everything's improving so quickly. So Mounjaro also is a GLP-1 agonist, but it also hits receptors for GIP. So it's GLP-1 and GIP. So even more weight loss can happen because your focus on food changes and other fat-burning enzymes might step up their activity. So these products now are going to become stronger and better. That's why the title of this article is Ozempic is Old News Now, because there's going to be a new evidence-based guidance to drugs that are dual agonist drugs. They offer a step up in both weight loss, blood sugar control, and also stopping the aggressive attention that our culture has on food. So I'm so excited about this for everybody out there to learn more and more. This area is exploding. There is so much research going on, and the market for weight loss products is huge in the United States and now even around the world. So the next level is going to be targeting three receptors. And certain products, like from Amgen, there's going to be a product coming that reduces the GIP receptor and puts the gas on GLP-1s. So there's so much exciting news on the horizon. I know that you've heard all these bad things about weight loss shots, including that Ozempic gives you Ozempic face, that you can have bone density change, you can have loss of muscle mass. These things are true when we abuse a product, when we don't use it as intended, when we buy compounded crap that's not really designed according to the guidelines of the products that have been tested by the FDA and studied experimentally. Remember, you're putting yourself at risk if you're buying compounded injectable weight loss products. Just want to say that because so many of my colleagues and friends out there are prescribing these things in their clinic. And there is some risk. They're not tried and true. They're not tested. They're not purified. You know, we don't really know what we're prescribing. So for me, for my body, I'm going to stick with a product that's been FDA approved. The formulation is clean, clear, and tested. And I actually know with results-driven evidence what it's going to do to me. Products are not 100% safe. Of course, there's information in the product insert that talks about risk of thyroid cancer, risk of retinopathy, visual problems, and needing to have regular metabolic enzyme and blood work checks. Because you can get pancreatitis pretty severely. You can have elevated lipase, liver enzymes, and all kinds of problems if you don't take it slowly and you don't take it in a monitored setting. So many people are not even doing these monitorings. They're just selling shots for a few bucks a month or a few bucks a week. I don't want you guys to subscribe to that. Just know that this new technology of GLP-1 agonists and the GIP, now on top of that, and pretty soon a third receptor, the weight loss field is going to transform, and I'm hoping that it triggers everyone to pay more attention to their global appetite. What are you eating? Why are you eating it? Are you hungry? These are the questions we need to ask ourselves. You know, when I took these shots earlier, that was the biggest change, actually, was the fact that I did not have that appetite drive to eat everything around me. Made me stop and ask myself, look at the food and say, am I hungry right now? No, not really. And look at the food and say, like, that looks interesting, but is it worth the calories? No. So now I've started to eat really, truly delicious food, really nutrient-dense food and food that I love versus just like scrounging and eating anything that's sitting around on the counter at lunchtime in the lunchroom. And I want you guys to eat like that too. Be super picky and be a foodie and think about really listening to your primal urges. Are you really hungry? You have to have your stomach gnawing. You have to have those gurgling sounds going on, and that is hunger, and that is when we feed ourselves. Other than that, you should be just fasting, having some coffee, having some green tea, having just water, and let your body, let the systems of enzymes and cellular metabolism of your body take a break from driving the fuel of feeding. That's going to be so healthy for you. Well, guys, there you have it, Ozempic. Thank you so much for Yasmin Tayag and the Atlantic Monthly for that amazing article. Read about it there. It's a huge explosion in obesity drugs on the horizon. Just wanted to clue you in so you're always cutting edge on your health and beauty. That's it for now, guys. Don't forget to find me on Tuesdays doing a longer podcast, and every Friday there's a 5-Minute Friday. You can check out our website. It's Beauty by Dr. K, D-R-K-A-Y, www.beautybydrk.com. That's where we have our amazing collagen powder, inulin for flat tummy and better appetite control. You will love those products and our skincare line. And don't forget to check out my Instagram, Beauty by Dr. K. That's where we're doing amazing things for people's faces. Love you guys. Stay beautiful.